new Hot 96.9.
All right, hold on. Melissa has a question for the... Well, it's really a question for everybody, but you're asking the people in relationships right now.
Correct.
In the studio. It's Hot 96.9. So if you're in a relationship, play along.
It could be men or women.
Yes.
So if you're in a relationship, okay?
Yeah.
If you do something shady, do you come clean or... do you wait and hope it goes away and that it never comes up? And when I say shady, I don't mean...
I was about to say define shady.
Yeah, I don't mean cheating.
Okay.
I mean, for example, Jersey Shore, right, this season, Vinny, who's in a relationship, pretty much every night he goes out to the club, he's doing something shady. He's not cheating.
Right.
But... you know, you got a girl either grinding on him. You got him picking someone up, putting them over their shoulder, saying, I'm going to steal you. And like getting drunk and being heavily flirtatious with these girls. Something that if his girlfriend saw it, she probably wouldn't approve. Do you tell your partner or do you just wait and say, hopefully this won't get out?
Is he telling his partner?
Yes. And his friends, like Pauly D, they're like, you're crazy. You're incriminating yourself for nothing. Because they're telling him, like, you're not cheating on her. So why are you, you know, revealing this stuff to her for no reason? Yeah. Which, in actuality, by the way, in the end of it all, they broke up.
Of course they did. So. I was going to say, he's an idiot. He's an idiot.
Really?
Well, you're setting yourself up now for... I could see his side of it, you know, where he's trying to, you know, kind of like ease her mind.
Right.
But really, you're planting a bad seed in there. And not every time you're going to go out and do something, she's going to...
think you're doing something?
If you don't call her up and tell her that you didn't do anything every single time, you're screwed.
And you have to be willing... or you have to know if you're going to open that can of worms that you will be questioned and interrogated.
Yeah,
you won't just be able to say it and move on.
It's like court, man. You stay quiet until that lawyer asks you a damn question.
Because we have questions.
It's very simple. This is what you do. If you're in a relationship, you got to ask yourself, would I be upset if my partner was doing what I'm doing, the behavior? So Vinny would have to ask himself if his girl was out doing whatever he's doing, would it bother him? And if it, and if that thing that he was doing, she was doing, bothered him, yes, he always tells her. Because you know the saying, what's done in the dark comes to the light.
Right. And we know, let's be honest, this is a reality show. So obviously she was going to see the shady behavior. Right. But if we're relating it to all of us, social media is everywhere now. You're out in a club. There's always people on their cell phones with their Snapchats or whatever. Who knows? You could be seen somewhere in the background of someone's snap.
Take the risk.
Getting all up. Okay.
But you ask yourself. Risk. But that's why I say you ask yourself. If it was you, Romero, you ask yourself, okay, if Nicole was doing the same thing I'm doing right now, would it bother me?
Right. And if the answer is yes, I'm definitely not going to tell her.
See, that's where you're wrong.
That's why do I want to get yelled at?
So what happens, though, when she finds out on her own without you telling her?
They'll
don't
get
you
divorced.
Think that's right? Don't you think that's worse?
I didn't do anything wrong, so that's when I start defending myself.
Okay, I see where you're coming
from.
So
what are you defending yourself about? It?
Like, why would I tell you if I wasn't doing anything
wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, she's like, hey, what happened that time you picked up that girl? I'll be like, oh, I just got caught up in the moment, but I didn't do anything.
And so you'd be cool with that if she said, you know what, that guy that picked me up, I got caught up in the moment when he picked me up.
Absolutely, I wouldn't be cool with it. And yes,
see,
I know
you're
going to say, I'm a hypocrite.
You're a hypocrite.
Yes, I am a hypocrite.
That's the point.
100%.
That's the point what you're talking about.
Yes, let me cut the music. Hold on. Yes, I'm being hypocritical.
Right, but
and
you can't
every
be.
Day I probably say something hypocritical, but I'm just saying how I feel.
Right, but what you're saying is wrong. It's wrong. You know, to anybody, if you explain that theory to anybody, they would say that. It's like, listen, you come clean if you know the behavior you're doing, if she was doing it, would bother you. So you come clean.
No.
I'm not saying
crazy. You can say I'm evil.
Well, that's your opinion, but at the end of the day, you're losing money on that one.
This is Michaela. Hi, Michaela.
Hi, how are you?
What happened to you?
So, just to answer the question off the bat, I would always say come clean. Because I went out with one of my friends recently. We just, like, went to go get a drink. And, like, I was going to meet up with a potential boss for a drink also. So, I just went with my friend. And I just kept that part out of, you know, what I was doing to my man. And I wish that I didn't. It was so, like, small and stupid, too. Because I just thought that it didn't matter. And he went through my phone and we got into like a huge fight and it was just so stupid. It was so stupid. The drink was free, you know?
Wait, I'm assuming the person you went to have drinks with was a man.
Yes.
Okay.
Like a potential boss. You know what I mean?
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you say boss, do you mean the type of boss that, you know...
They're having a business meeting at a club.
Yeah, like, you know, like the type of boss who might smack a bitch if they don't bring home the right amount of money.
Just kidding.
That'd be a pimp.
This is Tracy. Tracy, you got this happened... Wait, what happened to you yesterday?
So, my boyfriend, he works security in Framingham, and then he didn't tell me he was getting out of there and then going towards Uber at like 3 a.m. And then he gets home yesterday and he tells me that he got hit on by a bunch of girls but didn't show up until like 4 o'clock the next day. So I went outside and I popped his tires.
You popped his tires because girls that he gave an Uber ride to hit on him?
No, at the job where he was working security. He was like, oh, yeah, like a bunch of girls hit on me. And then he went and worked for Uber until like 6, 7, not a text.
Watch your mouth.
Well, okay.
So I'm guessing that she would rather have not known. The dude didn't even do anything. He said, girls hit on me at my job.
He went to 3 jobs and
It sounded like he was trying to.
He's working his ass off.
Trying to do the right thing.
And then now he can't Uber.
I'm willing to bet you that he's probably hit a sausage and some women before.
Do you think so? just a little bit. All right, so.
Oh, one more? Okay, let's do one more here.
Jay, tell us your story.
Hell no. I would never tell. Hell no. Romero, come on, man. Why would you want to poke the bear?
Hey, I'm on your side. I said no.
You only come clean after they find out.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And then you give limited information.
No need to get into it. You're going to start an argument.
You only give them the information that they need to know, right?
Right, so I'm actually looking out for her by not telling her because she's gonna get upset.
What's your name?
Jay.
Are you single?
I've been with my girl 17 years.
Look at that.
Wow.
He knows how to make it work.
Years,
Jay, does she tell you when she goes out there and does her thing?
Eddie, I don't want to know.
Okay, hey, it works for Jay.
Romero, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.